Shalom, Kurt Landry here, and welcome to Prophetic Pieces.
平安，我是柯兰卓，欢迎来到先知性的单元。
I'm answering one of your questions, and it's this: how to protect your time during the busyness of the season.
今天我要来回答你一个问题，就是在这个忙碌的季节当中，你要如何保守你的时间？
Boy, that's a powerful question because particularly even during the holiday seasons or in the midst of summer vacation, so many times there's things that get you off your time, task, and activities and your goals.
Wow, 这真是一个很棒的问题，因为不管是在节期或者是放长假的时候，常常会打乱你的时间、既定的行程，还有你的目标。
And how do we deal with this issue of time? And I'm going to deal with it from a biblical perspective of how you can align yourself biblically so that you can actually maximize your time.
那么在这样的情况之下，我们要来如何处理时间运用的问题？那么我要用圣经的观点来回答你，也就是说，我们要来对齐圣经当中时间的原则，以至于我们可以充分利用时间。
Do you know that the Lord will actually expand your time and give you faith and favor to be able to have more time for everyday tasks?
你知道吗？神真的能扩张你的时间，扩张你的信心，还有给予你的恩典，使你有更充裕的时间去处理你每一天的事情。
I'm going to go ahead and share that with you in this prophetic pieces.
我将在这个先知性的单元当中跟你分享这些。
So I want to talk to you about some of the questions that you asked. The first one is, why aligning your life with God's calendar is important?
首先我要回答的问题是，有人问我，为什么把生活对准神的时间表是重要的呢？
The other one is, how does aligning your life and time with God's calendar protect and provide?
第二个问题就是，对齐神的时间表如何带给我们供应和保护呢？
And then the third one is, when I follow God's calendar, actually, does it give me insight and wisdom, more or less, that what is that pattern?
第三个问题就是当我遵照神的力的时候，使我得到智慧以及洞察先机的模式是什么？
So I'm going to go ahead, give you that pattern and the reasons why, but most of all, kind of give you a tool.
所以接下来我要告诉你这个原则以及其中的道理。更重要的是，我要给你一些方法。
That will make your life happier, to give you more joy, to give you more time to be able to get things done, so that you can have more time for your family and friends, and you can have more time with the Lord as well.
这些方法能够使你更事半功倍，把时间留给家人和你的朋友，也能够更多的与主相处，使你的生活更喜乐。
So we're going to go ahead and the first thing I want to do is I want to give you a prophetic word about this hourglass.
那么现在我就要从我面前所摆的这个沙漏来给你一些先知性的话语。
This hourglass was a gift that was given to me, and the reason the gift was given to me is many, many years ago, the Lord gave me an open vision of an hourglass similar to this, also, though this one has white sand or some kind of substance in it, the vision I had, it was actually filled with gold dust.
在我眼前的这个沙漏是有一个人送给我的礼物。那么之所以得到这个礼物是因为我分享在许多年前我看到一个异象这个异象就是和这个沙漏相似只是眼前的这个沙漏里面装的是白色的沙子但是在异象当中我所看到的沙漏里面装的是金色的沙子
And so when I saw the gold dust in it, I asked the Lord, why am I looking at this hourglass and then the sands of time are running through the glass like it is here now, only it was gold. And the Lord gave me a very strong warning word, and the word was, tell my people, do not waste my time.
那么我就问神为什么要让我看到那个沙漏呢？那主的回答，他给了我一个严肃的警告，就是告诉我的百姓不要浪费我的时间。
And I started realizing that time is an asset to God.
于是我了解了，时间是神给我们的资产。
Time is valuable. One of the things the Lord spoke to me is that all of us have different levels of talents and ability. All of us have different levels of income and favor, but we all are allowed at the same time, meaning today, what we're doing right now.
时间是有价值的，也就是我们每个人有不一样的恩赐、才干、能力，不同的收入，还有蒙爱的程度，但是我们所拥有的时间在此刻是一样的。
And so when I saw the gold, the sand and the gold, he said, time is golden to me. It's like the gold of Ophir.
所以在我的意象当中，主让我所看到的那个沙漏里面是金色的沙子。借此神对我们说，时间就像黄金一样，如同圣经上所说，厄斐的金晶。
And he says people should treat their time and as a gift from me, and that they should be highly favored with their time.
所以你要告诉我的百姓，他们要把时间看成我送给他们的礼物，他们要极度的珍惜这样的礼物。
So what do we do? How do I answer this question here? And it says, how do I align my life and my time with God's calendar?
所以让我们来看大家所提出对于时间的问题。第一个就是我如何将我的生活和时间对齐神的时间表。
Well, first of all, you can go ahead and get one of our calendars and you can make arrangements to say, listen, I'm going to become a Sabbath keeper. I'm going to honor that from Friday night sundown to sundown on Saturday.
首先你可以去找一本神的历，然后你说好，我要来守安息日。那么这个安息日是从周五的日落一直到周六的黄昏。
Going to keep the pilgrim feast. That means I'm going to keep the feast of Passover, unleavened bread. I'm going to keep the feast of Pentecost, which is Shavuot, and I'm going to keep the feast of Tabernacles.
然后我要开始守神的节期，也就是逾越节，或说除酵节，然后是五旬节，接着是秋天的节期，也就是祝棚节。
If you keep those three feasts plus Shabbat, then what you're doing is you're saying, my time, my life is now aligned according to your instruction.
当你开始守安息日以及神所规定的这三个节期的时候，你就是在表明我的时间分配，我的生活现在要开始对齐神的指示。
Do you have to do it? No. But if you'll start bringing your tithes,On Sabbath, you bring a tithe of 10% of your increase of that week to the Lord on Sabbath.
你一定要将你的生活和你的时间对齐神对于时间节期的指示吗？不，这是你个人的选择。但是如果你愿意在安息日的时候摆上你的十一奉献，也就是你在那一周收入的十分之一。
And then you bring special offerings at Passover, Pentecost, and then again at Sukkoth, at Tabernacles. You're going to watch your life change.
然后在三个节期，也就是逾越节、五旬节、祝棚节，摆上特别的供物，你将会发现你的生命开始改变。
Because what's happening is you're honoring God with your time. And when you honor him with your time, then he honors your time.
因为你借此来尊荣神的时间表。而当你尊荣神的时间的时候，他也会以时间来尊荣你。
So how does God increase time if we follow His ways?
所以当我们遵行神的法则的时候，他会如何增加我们的时间呢？
Let me show you this. If you go to Malachi chapter 3 verse 8, it says, Will a man rob God?Yet you have robbed me. But you say, In what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offering.
让我带你一起看马拉基书三章八节，这里说：“人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。”
So when you take your substance, which is produced from your time, please follow in me. So the income that you have was produced from some type of an investment of time, whether it's an hourly wage or a salary or a return of investment. There's something of time was spent in order to get the finances that you have or the resources or the produce or the food.
所以当你所得到的东西是从你的时间而来的，就像你得到你的收入是因为你投资了时间在其中。不管是时薪、日薪、周薪或者是月薪，你都要先投资你的时间，才能有金钱或者是资源的报还，甚至是地里的出产。
Oh, here's the thing it says that this is what happens. He says, you are cursed with a curse, and you have robbed me, even this whole nation.
那么马拉基书三章第九节，神就说，因你们通国的人都夺取我的贡物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
So what happens is, if you don't align your calendar and you don't allow your giving and align it with God, then what happens is you have a curse that you're battling with.
所以如果你没有对齐神的时间表，没有在给予上面对齐神在圣经当中的指示，那么你就会被这样子的咒诅困扰。
I will say this, curses waste time.
我得这样说，就是咒诅会使你浪费时间。
I'm talking about, your question is, how do I align my time? How do I have more time to be able to enjoy my life? To have happiness, to have strength? Well, I can tell you one of the things that is that sickness and disease is a big time waster and a financial waster.
因为我正在回答你的问题，就是你问我如何将我的生活和我的时间对齐，我如何有更多的时间去享受我的生活，拥有快乐和力量呢？那么我得告诉你，生病与疾病是最浪费时间和金钱的。
Anytime, and you know, when we get sick and you have to go to the doctor and then you have to go to the pharmacy, I mean, it is nothing but time and money is draining out of you just like water running through a colander.
大家也知道每一次我们生病，我们得花钱花时间去看医生，花钱花时间去做医疗和等待痊愈，时间和金钱就这样流失了。
And so how do we stay healthy? So if you align your time, your task, your activity, and you're honoring God with it, this is what God says. Now understand that what I'm reading here in Malachi chapter 3:10 is a covenant contract with God.
但是如果你的时间规划，你的活动是对齐去尊荣神的时间表，那么神是怎么样回应呢？要知道我现在所读马拉基书的三章第十节。是你和神所立的这个盟约当中的条款。
Did you hear what I said? No, it is a covenant contract with God.
你有听清楚我说的吗？它是一个和神所立盟约当中的条款。
God is not a man that he should lie.
要知道神不是人，神从来不说谎的。
This is what he says, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that you may have food in my house, and try me now in this.
我们来看马拉基书三章十节，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容。
So if you're laboring with foodparticularly, we just came out of a huge drought here in Oklahoma, and I can tell you it's a lot more work for somebody like Pastor Tim during a drought than when everything is raining and things are going correctly, because there's a lot of work to have to clean up after a drought, and it's much more work than even a large harvest, from what I'm told.
所以如果你是要劳碌得食物的那种人，就像奥克拉荷马州之前有干旱，那么像提姆牧师，他是一个农场的主人，以务农为业，他就会知道，当干旱来的时候，他们要花更多的时间和劳力在做土地的整理。
It says that you may have food in my house. Try me now in this.
但是在马拉基书三章十节，神却对我们说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容。
So my question is this, will you try the Lord now?
而我对你们的问题就是，你愿意现在就来试试神吗？
Now.
就是现在。
In today's prophetic pieces, the Lord is giving you an opportunity, a legal right to try him or test him.
就在今天这个先知性的单元，神给你一个机会，给你一个合法的权利去试试他。
I would encourage you to try him or test him for 1 year.
我会鼓励你花一年的时间在这个经文上试试神。
Go ahead and order my book on tithes and offerings on biblical finance. You can order it. Go to KurtLandry.com. Order that book. And if you order that book and try them and test them and you do what's in that book, you're going to have a financial breakthrough.
你可以去参考我所写的《寻回被遗忘的根源》，或者是克兰卓事工所出版的《圣经财务原则》当中关于十一奉献与摆上供物的这些圣经原则，照着去做，接着你会发现在财务方面你会有所突破。
But also, your time is going to be protected because look what else comes with it. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing.
然后你的时间也会被保护。为什么呢？因为你看第十节最后他说，我要为你们敞开天上的窗户，请福于你们，甚至无处可容。
But what kind of blessing?
那么神要倾倒下来的是什么样的祝福呢？
Wisdom.Knowledge, understanding, go here, don't go there, do this, don't do that, make covenant with this one, don't make covenant with that one, all that type of wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
给我们智慧、知识、聪明的指示，比如说往这里去，不要往那里去，做这个，不要做那个，和这个人立约，好，或者是不要和那个人立约。神会赐下关于这些的智慧、知识和聪明。
How many times have you and I made a decision to either get yoked or get, so to say, aligned with somebody who turns out to be a total time waster? They waste your time, your money, your resources. You made a bad choice.
想想看，有多少次我们和不对的人连结，或者是立了盟约，最后都是一场空。他们浪费了你的时间、你的金钱，还有你一切的资源，可见当初你做了一个错误的决定。
I mean, you need to avoid those, but the Lord says, I will open up the windows of heaven. Part of having the windows of heaven is hearing the Lord's voice at a very high level of volume.
我们要尽量避免这样的情况。那么靠什么来避免呢？主告诉我们说，我要为你们敞开天上的窗户。天窗打开的时候，我们可以以最清晰的程度听到神对我们说的话。
So that will save you time.
清楚地听到神的指示，可以节省我们去走弯路的时间。
And it says that there will not be room enough to receive it. So now you have enough blessings and you have enough provision that you're not having to worry or make do.
而且特别在第三章十节他说，神倾覆于我们，多到一个地步让我们无处可容。你有很多的祝福和足够的供应。所以你不用担心，或者是刻意的造成它发生。
Think about going shopping, okay? Listen, I've been on both sides of this. I have been when I've had little and almost nothing, and I've had an abundance.
你们听着，不管是缺乏或者是昌盛，我都有这样的经历。就拿购物来打比方吧。
I can tell you right now, with the condition that I'm in, where the Lord has blessed me and I'm not on a budget, when I go to the store, if you go to the store with me, it's very quick.
现在神祝福我，使我昌盛有余。在购物的时候，我不用去想关于预算的问题。所以如果你有机会跟我一起去购物，你会发现我买东西速度非常快。
Because I go through, I know what I want, I impulse buy, boom, this, this, this. I'm not having to count like, oh, can I afford this or that? I know that whatever I throw in that basket, I'm in the season.
在我进到商场，好比说超市，我已经知道我要什么，我不用去琢磨当我拿起这个东西，我要不要考虑它的价钱，我可以拿了就走。
But I used to be in a season where when I went shopping, when we were going and before we were learning biblical finance, I was looking at the side of everything. How much did this cost? I'm doing math in my head. Do I have enough money in my pocket to be able to cash out?
但是多年以前，当我们还没有明白并且遵行圣经当中的财务原则的时候，我们活得很困顿。每次到超市买东西，我都得在脑子里盘算。拿了这个东西和那个东西，那么我的口袋里有没有足够的钱去买单呢？
I can remember being with Megan when we were going through that season of time. So embarrassing. I know it's pride. It doesn't make any difference. Here I am, the dad, and the very thing she wanted, which is usually some kind of a junk food thing, is usually more expensive. And then we got to put that back for the things that we need that are more mandatory. And I'm saying, no, not this time, baby. You got to put it back.
那么在那段非常缺乏的时刻里面，有的时候我们去逛超市，我的女儿会想要一袋零食。那么虽然我是一个父亲，但是我得放下我的尊严，很难为情地告诉她说，宝贝，我们下次再买吧。原因是我们必须锱铢必较，把钱拿来买一些真正的食物。
it's really slowed down the process. When you have an abundance, you can make decisions quickly.
所以就连购物都要花许多的时间，但是当你丰盛有余的时候，你做这些事情也会快得多。
You opportunity knocks, you can jump through it.
当机会来敲门的时候，你可以毫无考虑的立刻投入。
You have lack, it usually will slow that down.
但是当你是缺乏的时候，你就会瞻前顾后，放慢了你的速度。
And here's one of the biggest ones in verse 11. He says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
最重要的在第十一节，万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫。原文是吞噬者。
So that means all the time you spend praying and having to bind and loose and rebuke the enemy, the Lord says, if you'll take tithes and offering, operate and give according to my calendar on Sabbath, Passover, Pentecost, and tabernacles, if you'll follow my instruction, this is the benefit you get.
这里的意思就是说，当你面对属灵征战，你要花时间去祷告，要去捆绑，去释放。但是主说，如果你将当纳的十一以及当献的供物全然送入仓库，然后以我的时间表为你的行事历，也就是遵行安息日、逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节，在你的行程上遵照我的指示，那么你会得到以下的好处。
It's what? You get a spiritual warfare partner.
你知道你会得到什么吗？你会得到属灵征战的同伴。
You get an open heaven partner.
你会得到天门为你敞开的伙伴。
You get food in your house, he gets food in his house. It's a great trade.
神的家中有粮，你的仓房充满有余，这真是一个很好的交易。
And it says, also, you'll have rain and good weather because it says, so that he, Satan, will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall your vine fail to bear fruit for you in your field, says the Lord of hosts.
这也意味着在你的土地上会按时降雨，并且有适合栽种的气候。因为万军之耶和华说，他不容撒旦毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树在未成熟之先也不掉果子。
So now you're actually spending more time harvesting food, being able to sell your harvest and to prosper than being able to learn how to operate through lack and drought.Which doing that always takes more time and less resources.
所以在这样的应许之下，你可以花更多的时间去收成，然后为你的收成做买卖，得到丰厚的报还，而不是卯进缺乏和干旱当中。而且就像前面所说的，要耕种经过干旱的土地，所花的时间是更多的。
12, as I close, it says, For all the nations shall call you blessed,For you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.
第十二节，万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
So, what am I saying here? When you align yourself with God's ways, God makes your time more efficient.
我要表达的是什么呢？让我们来看一下这个时间的沙漏，就是当你对齐神的方法的时候，神使你的时间更有效率。
So to say, when this is your life's expectancy,
我们看着眼前的这个沙漏，把它当作我们一生的时间。
You're either going to have your life expectancy with God's hands on your life.
那么，你希望神为这个象征你生命的沙漏按手。
And he says, I'll rebuke the devourer.
然后他一面按手，一面说，我为你斥责吞噬者。
I'll open the windows of heaven.
我为你敞开天上的窗户。
I'll pour out such a blessing.
我要大大的倾覆于你。
I'll make you favored in the land.
我使你在地上被称为有福的。
I'll give you more time.
我要给你更多的时间。
I'll give you the things that you ask for.
我要使你心里所求、所渴望的被满足。
You'll pray to me and ask, and there'll be yes and amen.
当你寻求我、向我祷告的时候，我对你的回应是是的和 amen.
All those things.
诸如此类的事。
So if you really want to expend your time, give your life over to Him.
如果你真的想要扩张你的时间，就把你的生命献给神。
I want to pray for you right now.
现在我要来为你祷告。
Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, on this prophetic pieces, Lord, I pray, I ask you to forgive me for wasting any of your time.
天父，奉耶稣基督的圣名，在这个先知单元当中，恳求你原谅我浪费任何你所给我的时间。
Because I realize the breath I just took is mine, and the next one I have to depend on you.
因为我发现，经过上一口气，我的下一口气能不能呼吸是取决于你。
Lord, I'm one of those who is at that place right now where I'm saying, Lord, I am going to realign my calendar.
主啊，我现在处在一个地步，就是我要向你说，我要对齐你的时间表，我要遵照神的力而行事。
I encourage you to go ahead and go to KurtLandry.com and order our calendar so that you know the calendar of God. You know when to sow, you know when to pray.
我鼓励你去找一本5783年神的历，让你知道何时该撒种，何时该去祷告。
And Father God, I align myself with your times and your calendar, with ancient principles.
神啊，我以圣经古老的原则来对齐神的历和你的时间。
Thank you, Lord, for setting me free from the works of the flesh that are stealing my time.
神，谢谢你从偷窃我时间的这些血气的劳碌当中释放我得自由。
Thank you, Lord, for redeeming my sins by the blood of Jesus.
神，谢谢你以耶稣基督的宝血将我从罪中救赎。
And the wages of sin is death that kills my time.
因为罪的工价就是死，这些罪扼杀了我的时间。
And kills my health.
扼杀了我的健康。
Thank you, Lord, I reset myself.I reset my time.
天父，我要重置我自己，我要重置我的时间。
I ask you, Lord, that in this season, I lift up my time to you and I ask that you bless it.
神，在这个季节当中，我将我的时间呈在你的面前，求你来祝福。
I ask that you give favor to it.
我求你祝福我所拥有的时间。
I ask, Lord, Father God, that you make me wise like a Solomon.
天父，我求你使我有如所罗门般的智慧。
And that wisdom starts with this prayer of Lord, I surrender all to you this day.
天父，这个智慧就从此刻我将自己完全降服于你这个祷告开始。
In Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
God bless you.
神要祝福你们。
And listen, invest in yourself. You're worth it.
你要用这些先知性单元的启示来投资自己。因为你是配得的。
Pray. If you want to be happier, pray more.
你要祷告，因为如果你想要更快乐，你要更多祷告。
Know that he is God.
并且知道他是神。
Shalom, shalom. I want to talk to you about some of the questions that you asked.
这一次我要跟你谈一些大家所提出来的问题。
We've got family coming over, and it can always be a very challenging time because, you know, you've got your belief systems, your values, and your culture, and you're blending these different ones.
特别是传统上，在过全家人要团聚在一起的节气的时候，因为在这个时候，你会和价值和信念不同的家人相聚。
So one of the questions that you ask is, how do I battle in the spirit with a thankful heart? And how do I battle with a thankful heart when I'm struggling because everything bad is happening?
第一个问题就是如何在征战中仍然维持一个感恩的心，或者说当周遭所发生的事情都不好，而我处在这样的挣扎当中，我要如何以感恩的心来征战呢？
I'll tell you this.Happiness is a choice.
我要告诉你，快乐是一种选择。
You can either choose to be happy in the midst of, let's say, a rainstorm, and you've got your new prom dress on, and just be glad that the drought's over and it's raining.
比如现在已经到了干旱季节的尾声，你穿着一件新衣服要去参加聚会，但是出门的时候突然下了一场暴雨。那么你会选择为这场大雨带来干旱的结束而欢喜吗？
Or you can just be focused on yourself and the dress being ruined by the rain.
或者你只是关注在自己的新衣服被这场大雨淋湿了呢？
You know what? You can buy a new dress, but when the rain comes and God's pouring out his blessing, we need to always rejoice.
衣服再买就有了，但是我们永远都要为神赐福我们在干旱中降下大雨而高兴欢喜。
So why do you say that? The reason I'm saying that is it's like, For us, at my age, there's a lot of empty seats at the table from when we started having Thanksgiving, even at our house.
那为什么我会以这样子的问题开场呢？因为就我现在的年纪而言，当每一年到了家族要团聚的时候，已经开始有一些人因为离世而缺席了。
So you need to rejoice in the people who are there.
所以要珍惜每一次可以团聚的机会。
Scripture says to meditate on that which is good and pure and holy, and that is of good report, that the God of peace might guard your heart.
腓立比书四章七节到八节这里说，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行、什么称赞，这些事情你们都要思念。赐平安的神必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
One of the questions you say, how do I battle in the opposite spirit?
所以有人就问到我们如何以相对的灵征战。
And the way you do that is you believe what God says, and you believe God's word over what you think, or what you feel, or even what you know.
用相对的灵征战的方法就是你相信神的话，相信神的话超越你的想法、你的感觉和你所认知的。
Because you might believe something, it's true,about somebody, you'll be thinking about it, and it's a fact. Those people wronged you in the past, and they're probably going to even wrong you in this event. But you can choose to battle in the opposite spirit.
因为你对某一个人的看法、想法可能是真的，这些人在过去错待你是一个事实，而在家族团聚的时候，他们可能对你还是一样。但是这次你可以选择用相对的灵来征战。
Teach you how to do that in just a minute.
我马上就要告诉你怎么做。
Your other question is, how do I prepare my mind for the enemy's attack during this season where I'm supposed to be thankful?
第二点就是在这个需要感恩的季节里，我如何在仇敌攻击我的时候保护自己的心怀意念。
I looked at these notes and you had these questions. I have on my erase board from my house in my home office and studio, I have notes about how to prepare your mind, and I thought is so applicable to this.
当我看到这些问题的时候，我就想到在我家里的白板上，我写下了如何预备你心思意念的这些要点。我想这就是针对这些问题的回答。
So to answer your question is like, what can I do to prepare? When I've got challenges coming during the holiday season, I want to talk to you about choosing to battle in the opposite spirit.
所以当你提到在所有家族的人都要团聚，欢度节气的季节里，你面临挑战的时候要怎么办？那么我会告诉你，你要选择和这些挑战你相对的灵来征战。
I want to talk to you about choosing to battle with a faith mindset.
并且选择信心的思维来征战。
If we look at the board here, there's defining moments in our life.
我们来看这个白板，首先我们看到在我们的生命当中有所谓决定性的时刻。
A lot of times, Thanksgiving and the holidays can become a defining moment where the enemy is either going to have victory, bringing division into your family, or the Lord is going to have the victory of bringing unity and allow your testimony.
很多时候在这种家庭团聚的节气当中，就是一个决定性的时刻，因为仇敌会借这个机会让家人们彼此意见不合，成功的造成彼此之间的分裂，或者是神可以趁着这个时候把合一带到当中，并且使你在家人的当中有见证。
Well, first thing is you got to pray up and fast and pray for favor and grace. I would anoint your whole house with oil. I'd anoint the table where you're going to eat and just pray for God's favor.
所以首先你要为这个团聚的机会来进食祷告，求主赐下恩典。那么对我来说，我会用膏油膏抹全家，并且膏抹我们要吃团圆饭的餐桌，然后为这个团聚的机会求神的恩典。
But here's the key for you. You're either going to have a fixed mindset where you've already got your mind made up on how things are going to go and how people are going to react.
但是对你个人，我要给你一个提醒，就是你要嘛不愿意改变你的想法。所以你对于要发生什么事情，然后人们的反应会是什么，已经有了一个谱。
or you're going to have a faith mindset that your prayers and that what you've prayed and what you're believing for, okay, you're going to have a faith mindset to believe that you've changed the atmosphere in your house.
或者是你蛮有信心，因为你知道你已经祷告过了，你相信你所祷告的会成就。就是当你身处在全家团聚当中，你能够改变那里的氛围。
You've got to believe that your prayers and your faith and the changes God's done with you since last year has had an effect, and you've got to believe that with a faith mindset.
你得用信心相信，你的祷告，你的信心，以及过去一年神使你所做出的改变，已经有了果效。
Well, the defining moment is there's got to be change.
相信在家人们团聚的决定性时刻，一定会有改变发生。
We're going to believe God that there's going to be change, and then with a fixed mindset, you try to avoid the changes, okay?
但是如果你是那种不喜欢改变想法的人，你不但不希望有改变发生，你会避免有改变。
But with a faith mindset, you actually embrace the changes and you push through. And yet, in the defining moment, obstacles are going to come.
但是当你拥有信心的思维的时候，你不但会接受改变，并且会促成它发生。因为通常在决定性的时刻，患难、试炼跟困难都会随之而来。
You have a fixed mindset. You're just going to quit on the people. You're just going to quit, shut down, and say, listen, I'm going to go through the motions. I'm going to cook. I'm going to wash dishes. I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to avoid them.
如果你是不愿意改变想法的，你就会躲避这些难得见面的家人。你可能就选择躲在厨房里面煮饭、洗碗。避开这些前来团聚、平常难得一见的亲戚。
Or you can push through, and even though, let's say they've rejected your kindness and your love, and even maybe part of your testimony, you're going to find by grace and love, you're going to push through.
或者因为你的信心，你相信改变会发生。那么即使他们拒绝你的爱、你的善意，甚至拒绝你的见证，但是你会因着神的爱跟恩典，努力的使事情有所改变。
I prepare for this, Joshua chapter 1:7-8.
所以我们该如何准备呢？在约书亚记一章七到八节。
Meditate, that you meditate on the word of God day and night, that you, your way might be of great success.
你要刚强，大大的壮胆，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想。那么你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
You go into the courts of heaven and you start saying all things are possible. It's impossible with men, but it's always possible with God.
你要上到天上的法庭，然后你要宣告万事都可能，因为对人来说是不可能的，但是在神没有难成的事。
I love that. I love that scripture.
我太喜欢这节经文了。
Jesus says in Matthew 19:26, he looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
在马太福音19章26节，耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
So you need to meditate on that word saying, you know what? This is going to be a thanksgiving where all things are possible.
所以你需要做的是去默想这样子的经文，并且告诉自己，在这次团聚的节期当中，在神凡事都可能。
Even that difficult uncle, that difficult parent, or that difficult sibling situation, that the Lord's going to arrest them with good behavior in Yeshua's name.
所以不管你脑中想到哪个叔叔、哪个婶婶，或者是面对每次都会发生争执的父母，还有意见不合会吵架的兄弟姐妹们，我们都要相信这次神会使大家都融洽相处，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
So we know the obstacles are coming, so we pray Joshua 1:7-8, we meditate.
当我们预知在团聚的节期当中会发生种种的困难、障碍，那我们就预先以约书亚记一章七到八节来祷告和默想其中的经文。
And then we go to Matthew 6:33. So we're going to look at that and we're going to pray that right now.
然后我们要到马太福音六章三十三节，现在我们就要以这个经文来祷告。
I love this because it's a scripture that you know that if you'll do this, but if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all These things shall be added to you.
我很喜欢这节经文，因为就经文上来说，他说你先求神的国和神的义，这一切都要加给你。
Therefore, listen to this scripture here. Therefore, do not worry about Thanksgiving dinner at your house or the dinner at their house about tomorrow. It will worry about its own thing. Sufficient.For the day of its own trouble.
你这里说你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。接着他说，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So that's when you pray that, so you don't quit on it. And then you push through. And when you push through, that you say, listen, you're more than a conqueror. And you can do all things are possible when you push through in Matthew 19 and 26.
所以当你为这些麻烦来祷告的时候，你不会退缩，你会使美好的事情发生。当你定义要使这些美好的事情发生的时候，你会说，听着，我是一个得胜者。就像马太福音19章26节所说的，当你定义使神的旨意发生的时候，每一件事情都是可能的。
But here's the key is you have to know that the efforts of your prayer, your fasting, your meditation on the Lord's word that builds up your faith, that causes you to have compassion, love, and joy, and that happiness in your household.
但是关键是你要知道是你的祷告，你的进食。以及你默想神的话，建立了你的信心，使你有恩典，有怜悯，有喜乐，把快乐带进你的家中。
Effort is not hopeless. If you have a fixed mindset, you said there's hopeless.
所以你的这些努力都是有指望的。但是如果你不愿意去改变你的想法，你就会觉得每一件事情都不会改变，也都没有盼望。
But no, with a faith mindset, you say, no, this is a pathway. There's a new pathway into my family.
但是如果你有一个信心的思维，你会说不，这是有盼望的。我的家要走新路。
I'm going to be the one that breaks the oppression.
我会成为家中那个破除压制的人。
I'm the one that's going to break the arguing and the disagreements.
我会破除家中的争执和意见不同所造成的分歧。
And I'm going to one that's going to break the things that happen during the political talk or the sports talk that happens.
当政治立场不同的谈话发生的时候，我会做调和的言。
And know that criticism is going to come because, like, listen, you're in this new spirit. You're battling in the opposite spirit. You're operating in love and joy and peace. And everyone's going, what the heck happened to them? Their house is so peaceful. You're going to have criticism.
但是你要预备好会有批评随之而来，因为你已经有新的灵，你以相对的灵在征战，在你的里面充满了爱、平安和喜乐。那么有人就会看不顺眼说，哎，他们发生了什么事情？怎么变得这么平安？
But with a fixed mindset, sometimes you want to ignore those things.
但是如果你没有办法心意更新而变化，你所采取的行动可能就是去忽视他们所说的话。
But in a faith mindset, you can learn from this. You can learn how to be able to be that shepherd. You are actually shepherding your family in the spirit.
但是如果你有一个信心的思维，你可以从这样子的批评当中辨别出一些所以然，然后来主导这个讨论的方向。因为在灵里，你处于一个带领的地位。
You're giving them an opportunity to experience the love of God.
你使他们有机会能够经历到神的爱。
And if you have on a defining moment, you know you have the success of others. Try to find the success that other people.
在家族团聚这个决定性的时刻，你要尽量去发掘别人成功的地方。
Ask around. Well, what has happened? Find and if anybody brings up in around the table anything good at all.
比如在吃团圆饭的时候。可以让每个人去讲讲他觉得最近很棒的地方。
Oh, they won the soccer match. Oh, so and so, got honored at school with made the honor list.
比如年轻人在学校参加球队，学校的球队赢了校际的比赛，为学校争光。
Whatever it is, magnify that. Don't talk about yourself.
那不管对方提出的是什么，你都要尽量去鼓励他们分享，并且去放大他们所分享成功的地方。你不用去谈自己的事。
Don't talk about the accomplishments. Don't testify to them even about what the Lord has done.
不要去谈自己的成就，甚至可以先不用分享你的见证和神为你做了些什么。
Try to find some of those different family members. Pull out that success in others.
把焦点放在别人的身上，鼓励家族的成员分享自己的成就，分享自己感到自豪的部分。
And one of the things with a fixed mindset, people feel weak and insecure and doubt. Knowing for you that if you'll pull out the good in the other family members and the guests that are there, it'll make you happier. You'll learn more about them. Doors will open. Success and favor and inspiration will come.
要知道一个想法没有办法改变的人，通常他会软弱，他会有不安全感和怀疑。但是你要知道，在团聚的当中，如果你可以从许久不见的家人里面发掘他们成功之处，你会为他们感到开心，并且更认识他们。这个团聚的成功、恩典、感动，这些大门都会为你敞开。
Because let's face it, it's now 2022. The preparation is here. We're going to be on the trading floor of deliverance. We're battling in the opposite spirit.
因为现在是2022年要结束的时候，我们正在为未来做预备。我们要在天上的法庭使所有的交换都有果效，并且要用相对的灵来征战。
We're trading in confrontation, confusion, and bickering and fighting for love, peace, joy, long-suffering, temperance, kindness.
我们要在天上的法庭交换的场所，以爱、喜乐、平安、恩慈、良善、忍耐等圣灵的果子来交换我们的争吵、意见不合和困惑。
We're going to that 6 o'clock on the clock. We're going there to for the fruit of the spirit.
我们要结出在先知性的时钟6点钟方向圣灵的9个果子。
And we're going to be empowered. We're going to be truly more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who gives us strength.
而在先知性时钟9点钟方向就是。我们靠着耶稣所加给我们力量的，我们必然得胜有余。
We're going to be able to possible and understanding that all things are possible.
我们要知道，因为靠着神，凡事都可能。
So I want to pray for you right now.
所以现在让我来为你祷告。
Father God, in the name of Yeshua, let this Thanksgiving and this celebration be a time of great happiness.
天父，请你让这个全家人一起团聚团圆的欢庆时刻是充满快乐的。
Great joy, great peace.
是充满了喜乐和平安的。
Lord, here at Prophetic Pieces, here at Kurt Landry Ministries, we bless you to prosper.
在这个克兰卓事工先知性单元中，我们要祝福你昌盛亨通。
We bless you to be healthy.
我们祝福你们健康。
And we bless you to be able to have reconciliation and a reset and redemption with your family and your friends.
我们祝福你和你的家人朋友们关系能够得到重置，重新和好，并且蒙救赎。
Father God, I ask that you bless their table. I ask that you bless their prayers with yes and amen.
天父，我求你祝福他们的宴席，而且以是的和 amen 来回应他们的祷告。
And Lord, as they battle in the opposite spirit with thanksgiving, that Lord, that all spirits of victimhood, I bind victimhood.
天父，当他们以感恩作为相对的灵来征战的时候，要除去所有受害者的灵。主啊，我捆绑受害者的心态。
I bind a poverty spirit.
我捆绑贫穷的灵。
I bind that spirit of an orphan spirit.
我捆绑孤儿的灵。
Bind it. I cast it off you now in the name of Jesus.
我捆绑以上这些灵，并且奉耶稣基督的名驱逐你们。
I release that you are co-heirs in Christ.
我释放你在耶稣基督里共同承受产业的身份。
You are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek.
你是按照麦基洗德等次所立的君王祭司。
You are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who gives you strength.
透过加给你力量的耶稣基督，你必得胜有余。
You are victorious.
你是得胜者。
You are smart.
你是聪明的。
You are blessed of the Lord.
你是蒙神所祝福的。
You are highly favored.
你是大蒙眷爱的。
Your house has an open heaven.
在你的家中有敞开的天。
Your house is a safe place.
你 你的家是安全的地方。
And the food in your house is blessed to the nourishment of their body, and you are a blessing to them.
在团圆的时候，你家中所预备的食物已经蒙受祝福，去滋养这些前来团聚的家人，并且你就是这些家人的祝福。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Have a great Thanksgiving. May the Lord bless your table and bless your life in Yeshua's name.
愿你们有一个美好的团圆。愿主祝福你们团圆的宴席，也祝福你们的生命。奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We love you and we bless you and have a faith mindset.
我们爱你们，并且要祝福你们有一个信心的思维。
Because things are changing for you now.
因为情况现在就要因着你而有所改变。
God bless and shalom.
神祝福你们，安息日平安。